From the Heart, May 23. Science and Revelation. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." There are those who think they have made wonderful discoveries in science. They quote the opinions of learned people as though they considered them infallible, and teach the deductions of science as truths that cannot be controverted. And the Word of God, which is given as a lamp to the feet of the world-weary traveler, is judged by this standard and pronounced wanting. The scientific research in which these individuals have indulged has proved a snare to them. It has clouded their minds, and they have drifted into skepticism. They have a consciousness of power, and instead of looking to the source of all wisdom, they triumph in the smattering of knowledge they may have gained. They have exalted their human wisdom in opposition to the wisdom of the great and mighty God, and have dared to enter into controversy with Him. The word of inspiration pronounces these persons fools. God has permitted a flood of light to be poured upon the world in discoveries in science and art. But when professed scientists lecture and write upon these subjects from a merely human standpoint, they will assuredly come to wrong conclusions. The greatest minds, if not guided by the Word of God in their research, become bewildered in their attempts to investigate the relations of science and revelation. The Creator and His works are beyond their comprehension, and because they cannot explain these by natural laws, Bible history is considered unreliable. Those who doubt the reliability of the records of the Old and New Testaments will be led to go a step farther and doubt the existence of God. And then, having let go their anchor, they are left to beat about upon the rocks of infidelity. Moses wrote under the guidance of the Spirit of God, and a correct theory of geology will never claim discoveries that cannot be reconciled with his statements. The idea that many stumble over, that God did not create matter when he brought the world into existence, limits the power of the Holy One of Israel. Many, when they find themselves incapable of measuring the Creator and his works by their own imperfect knowledge in science, doubt the existence of God and attribute infinite power to nature. The Bible is not to be tested by human ideas of science, but science is to be brought to the test of this unerring standard.